What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome. This is the fifth part of our ongoing tribute to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. Here in the Hoosier State, Indiana Avenue was ground zero for rock and roll music. Avenue spots like the Sunset Terrace and Walker Casino featured some of the first rock and roll concerts ever staged in Indiana. Many rock and roll legends, including Little Richard, Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and Hank Ballard, made their first Indiana appearances on the Avenue. But it wasn't just the men who were making history. Black women played an essential role in the early development of rock and roll and gave voice to some of the most iconic songs in early rock music, like Big Mama Thornton's Hound Dog and Big Maybelle's Whole Lot of Shaking Going On.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
But for many years, the important contributions of black women were often overlooked by music journalists and rock historians. So to honor these groundbreaking musicians, we're devoting a series of programs to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. We'll start this week's show with music from an early pioneer of the rock and roll sound. Vouda Bugs is an obscure name in American music history, but she deserves greater recognition. Vouda was among the first generation of blues artists to perform on the electric guitar. Vouda performed on Indiana Avenue in February of 1942, appearing on a star-packed bill at the Sunset Terrace with Lil Green and Tiny Bradshaw. An article in the Indianapolis Recorder that month compared Vouda Bugs' performance on the electric guitar to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Up next, we'll hear a 1940 record Vouda cut with the band Black Cats and the Kitten. First, we'll hear Step It Up and Go, followed by Boogie Woogie Daddy.
I had a man, he was little and long. He used to love me, but he don't love me no more. You got to step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Yeah, step it up and go.
Step it up.
Just keep your mind on it and step it up and go. Now the front door shut, the back one too, the blinds pulled down, honey, what you gonna do? You got to step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Yeah, step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Just keep your mind on it, honey, step it up and go. I woke up this morning, a ghost was around my bed. I said I woke up this morning, a ghost was around my bed. It reminded me of my boogie woogie daddy was dead. I wish he was here to boogie woogie for me some more. I wish he was here to boogie woogie for me some more.
We just heard two songs from Black Cats and the Kitten featuring electric guitarist Vouda Bugs. Vouda Bugs performed on Indiana Avenue in 1942 with the famous blues vocalist Lil Green. Lil Green made many appearances on Indiana Avenue during the 1940s. And up next, we'll hear two classic songs from Lil Green. From 1951, we'll hear I've Got That Feeling, followed by Why Don't You Do Right from 1941.
Just put your lips up close to mine and kiss me, baby, 'cause now's the time. I've got that feeling stealing through my heart again. You had plenty of money in 1922, but you let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do?
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the fifth episode of our ongoing series devoted to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. And we just heard two songs from the influential blues vocalist Lil Green. Up next, we'll hear music featuring the Stovall Sisters, one of the greatest singing groups to emerge from the Indiana Avenue music scene. The Stovall Sisters started singing professionally as children, performing gospel music in churches across Indianapolis. By the 1960s, the sisters had left Naptown for California, where they found success providing backup vocals for Norman Greenbaum's 1969 hit, Spirit in the Sky. Up next, we'll hear four songs recorded by the Stovall Sisters. First, we'll listen to a 1966 single the group released under the name The Sisters Three. We'll hear The Sisters Three singing You Can Forget It, followed by Can You Qualify? After that, we'll hear two songs from the Stovall Sisters' 1970 debut album, Spirit in the Sky and Hang On In There. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This week's show is dedicated to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. Black women played an essential role in the early development of rock and roll. And this is the fifth episode of our ongoing series, paying tribute to these influential musicians. Before the break, we heard four songs from the Stovall Sisters, an influential singing group who got their start on Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll hear music from the Indianapolis vocalist Lois Blaine. Lois Blaine was one of the greatest singers to emerge from Indiana Avenue during the rock and roll era. Lois performed frequently at the Avenue's Pink Poodle nightclub, working often with Neptown artists like Jimmy Scruggs and Jimmy Guilford. Up next, we'll hear five classic songs from Lois Blaine. Strung Out, Here Am I, Stop It Baby, I Need You So, and What's the Matter Baby? This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the fifth episode in our ongoing series devoted to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. And we just heard five songs from the Indianapolis vocalist Lois Blaine, who performed often at the Avenue's Pink Poodle nightclub. The Pink Poodle featured many performances from early rock and roll greats, including the Texas-born guitarist and vocalist Barbara Lynn. Barbara Lynn played at the Pink Poodle in September of 1964. Lynn is an influential figure in rock and roll music, and her songs have been performed by artists including Otis Redding and the Rolling Stones. We'll hear three songs from Barbara Lynn now. I've Taken All I'm Gonna Take, You Don't Sleep at Night, and You'll Lose a Good Thing.
I'm gonna take all I'm gonna take, walking out.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We've been paying tribute to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue, and we'll end this week's show with music from Joan Shaw, a dynamic R&B vocalist who later gained fame as a jazz singer under the name Selena Jones. Joan Shaw made multiple appearances on the Avenue during the early 1950s, including a 1952 performance at the Sunset Terrace with rock and roll pioneer Joe Turner. We'll listen to two songs from Joan Shaw. From 1952, we'll hear Rock My Soul, followed by You Drive Me Crazy, recorded in 1953. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks for tuning in to the fifth episode in our ongoing tribute to the rock and roll women of Indiana Avenue. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.